Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Today, inshallah, we're going to be discussing the rule of mim sakin. There are two distinct rules for mim sakin: ikhfa of mim sakin and izhar of mim sakin. Just remember that whenever there is a mim sakin followed by a ba, then ikhfa will take place and a lengthening of the mim will take place. The mim will not be pronounced completely, and the lengthening will take place at the same time. So the example of this is وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. The mim will be pronounced but incompletely, meaning the lips will not come together and there will be a lengthening sound. So this is known as ikhfa. If there is any other letter other than ba after the mim sakin, then izhar will take place. The mim will be pronounced clearly and there will be no lengthening sound. And the example of that is written on the website, and that is عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَى أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Each one of those mim sakins is followed by letters which are not ba, therefore no lengthening will take place. If a person, for example, was to say عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَى, this would be incorrect, because this meme is not to be lengthened. The meme is only lengthened when it is followed by a ba. So that's a pretty straightforward rule, an easy rule. So whenever you are coming across any mim sakin, just look out for a ba. If it is a ba, it's lengthened. If it is any other letter, then it is not to be lengthened.